We'll stay with the story and let's speak to newly elected MEP for Ireland South, Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Mhoireachú. Cynthia Ní Mhoireachú, congratulations on your election and you're very welcome to the News at One. You've been listening to Dr. Marr there. In your view, why did so few women put themselves forward for election?
Dilat Gavin, agus Gromil Magdas and Desh Lauert. I think few women put themselves forward because unfortunately politics has been seen for too long a period as the male preserve. Now one must remember at the local county council level it costs money to run an election. Not all women have access to money or the amounts of money that would be required to invest into a campaign. And so I'm fully supporting Dr. Marr's initiative, See Her Elected, and I'm familiar with the work. And this is something that really does have to be taken in hand seriously because we want an Ireland, we want a Europe where women and girls in all their diversity not only enjoy equal rights, but equal participation in every area across all levels of employment. And I have worked in several jobs and I have seen where they have been equally spread between men and women or not so equally spread between men and women. And we have to have positive initiatives and policies for diversity and equality introduced, but especially at politics, because we're not seeing the progress.
Why did your party stand the fewest proportion of female councillors and return the lowest proportion of candidates?
Well, Fianna Fáil ran as many female candidates as they could, because I can tell you...
More than every other party since you've worked.
Yes, but I can tell you they sought female candidates. I'm fully aware of that. They sought very carefully and very assiduously, and the candidates that did come forward, they supported very carefully, as is right. But we need to create an environment, and I hope to spearhead or assist or support that in any way I can as a newly elected MEP, whereby women not only are supported when they decide to run, but women are encouraged from a very young age as girls to run, and they have role models, but that they're actively sought out and they're actively supported from a very young age.
Your own election, and congratulations on it. Do you accept that in such a big constituency that name recognition, in your case not for a record in politics, played a large part in getting you elected?
Yes, it played a part. It played a part of it. I wouldn't say a large part, because obviously I was amused by the title of celebrity candidate, but I used it because it was useful. Well, Gavin, I'm not too sure how old you are, but I don't know whether you remember Riverdance.
Old enough to remember you being a celebrity, Cynthia.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the electorate that I met and a lot of the voters I met in Ireland South were saying, Cynthia who? So part of it was name recognition with a certain age cohort of the voters, who I'm very grateful to and very humbled that they gave me their first preference in transfers. But I'll tell you, I canvassed an awful lot of 18-year-olds upwards, even 15-year-olds, and I asked them, would they give the card to their parents when they got home? And I engaged in politics about Europe and why it matters. But a lot of young people up to say 45 and in between, they did not recognise the name Cynthia Ní Mhoireachú. But one thing they did recognise, and that was they wanted somebody to get the work done. They didn't want a constant complaint about the situation by politicians who don't come up with solutions. They wanted to know, what are you doing now? What will you do? And why is Europe important? And I think that resonated with the people who voted for me.
When you get to Europe, will you support Ursula von der Leyen to be the next EU president?
No, I won't, and I'm on the record in that regard.
Following your election to the European Parliament, are you going to run for the Dáil?
Following my election to the European Parliament, I intend to sit as an MEP. It's a role that I have carefully thought about in terms of being selected by Fianna Fáil, and it's a role that I would absolutely relish. There are two key pieces of legislation: the protection of women from all forms of violence. I want to put women and girls' rights at the core of European politics. It should be mandatory to deliver a European project, okay, not just of peace and democracy, but inclusion and equality, and also the protection of our children from the tech giants through the Digital Services Act. I will be fighting tooth and nail.
Just to be clear, you're not going to run in the next general election?
I intend to sit as an MEP.
Does that mean you definitely won't run in the next general election?
I am only thinking about sitting as an MEP. I don't see why I would run and put myself through a campaign for 3 months to seek election as an MEP if I was going to then jump into another election campaign.
So Mhoireachú,
I would be in the Parliament.
Congratulations. And thank you for speaking to us today. We'll be crossing to the Vatican and hearing about the Euros in Germany next.